Battery Power is pleased to sponsor this edition of Senior Focus.
Welcome everyone to this edition of Senior Focus. It's Anne-Marie Khoury, your presenter here, and it's beautiful weather at the moment. It's still warm and sunny, but it's just that little nip in the air telling us it's autumn. So at this time of the year, people often check their equipment for winter. They check their electric blankets and they look at their drapes and think, should I really be replacing these? Are they going to be warm enough to keep the cold out? And it's a good time to actually go through and check for drafts and see what things you can do to make your place warmer in winter. It's a good time of the year to get your garden trimmed and in order so that over the winter when things are fallow, you don't have untidiness. So I guess there's a lot of us quite busy on all of those tasks. And we get a lot of calls at Grey Power. Can you recommend somebody who can come in and help me with my garden? Or can you tell me where's a good place to go to get thermal drapes, maybe second-hand drapes? And so we do have information like that at the office, and people do drop in and see us and also ring for that information. And you can also email us at aucklandgreypowerinfo@gmail.com. So that's AK, greypower is GREYPOWER. So it's all lowercase, no dots. info@gmail.com. And if you want to get hold of us and seek out information, that's fine. We tend to have a hot and cold file on people that we have knowledge of who's done good jobs at a good price, who's reliable, who's honest. And if we have negative feedback, we keep that as well from people. So those notes are available, and we will discuss them with you or share them in the office or over the phone. Now, we're also at this time of the year aware that some local boards offer assistance with getting the rental accommodation more habitable, whether it's insulation, whether it's draft stopping, even curtains. And it's worthwhile getting in touch with your local board to find out what programs they offer. I know that the Puketapapa local board, the Fau local board, offer these services. And if you don't want to broker the conversation with the landlord about getting something done, sometimes council staff are able to do that, or the people on the project that are actually doing the work can actually do that for you, and they can contact the landlord and just smooth things over. And of course, it doesn't cost the landlord anything, and the tenants end up in a warmer place for the winter. So if you're renting privately, that's good news. And you know, take advantage of this sort of thing. Now, you've got the winter energy payment coming from the government, which will click in May, and this year will go all the way through, so you'll have that for 6 months. So that's really good. And then in addition, you will find that you've got a slight extra in your super. Super has risen, and so there'll be a little bit extra in the back pocket. It's not much, but I hope you have something whereby you can put something aside that you can enjoy. Maybe it takes a few weeks to save for it, but it'll be worth it. Now, today's program, I want to continue on the theme of post the Christchurch tragedies, because there's been some announcements in the last 24 hours that ANZAC services will be curtailed in Auckland. And I know a lot of people find that as a really important marker in the year, where they catch up with people, where they feel the spirit of community. And it's at this time which we would normally draw strength from such gatherings. And we're very, no doubt, very disappointed in many cases that these services are curtailed. And just so that you're really clear why this is happening, I just want to say that there was a decision made yesterday And it came really from the police, number one, because the country is still under a state of high alert. And that means police are being deployed at much higher levels for much longer periods of time. They're on a much longer cycle before they get rest. And there are many situations where the public would gather in an outdoor setting which would be difficult for them to police. It's not just the number of police and the number of guns, it's whether in fact they can safely make an area secure. A lot of outdoor services, parades, are just a nightmare from that point of view. And that is why they have been curtailed on this instance. And when the country's back to normal, we will have normal services again next year, and I'm sure people will be very delighted with that, knowing that, yes, they've got that to look forward to. In the meantime, the services that are going ahead indoors, and they are at the RSAs, certainly in central Auckland, they're at the RSAs in Onehunga and Point Shev. So those are the two that I'm aware of. They're large buildings and they will accommodate a crowd. Whether they'll accommodate everybody that wants to go, that's going to be an interesting point. I would say if you're planning to do an Anzac service, you'd probably need to get there quite early to be sure of actually getting in, because I think they're going to be really packed. Now, Anzac is a time where we remember those who have fallen, those who have given their lives for their country, and those who served abroad and came back with varying injuries and difficulties, some mental health difficulties. And, of course, there were women serving as well, not just in nursing capacities. There were women who worked driving men to their duties, like squadron leader duties, doing the bombing sorties over Europe. And the return rate was not high at times. So, yeah, there were all sorts of people served in all sorts of capacities. And so this year, I guess people will have to find other ways to acknowledge this and to sort of tune into the spirit of Anzac. And it may be that we get a lot more poetry written. It may be that people actually create songs. And I'm sure that lots of things will come out, because we are an expressive people and we have a lot of artistic skills, and we draw on people with different perspectives throughout our country. So in the spirit of inclusion, I think there will be many events taking place over the next 2 or 3 months that, while they're not Anzac as such, they will be helping people embody some of that spirit and some of that togetherness and some of that sense of being Kiwi. So I'm going to switch now to a track on my favourite jazz album. And just as a light enjoyment, I'd like you just to sit back, relax, and we'll come back and we'll talk more about well-being, which is the flip side of trauma, shock, grief, horror, everything that people have gone through in recent weeks. So when we focus on well-being, we can have quite a conversation, because it's very important to Grey Power, and I'll explain why. In the meantime, enjoy the music. Thank you. welcome back. And for those of you who've just tuned in, this is the Senior Focus program brought to you by Auckland Grey Power. I'm Anne-Marie Currie, your presenter. And today we've been listening to some light jazz, and I'm just about to broach the subject of well-being. Now, this year, the government is going to bring in a budget, nicknamed a well-being budget, because for the first time, they're going to put well-being outcomes into the bottom line of this budget. So it won't be a budget that just does the normal GDP add-up. It's looking beyond the nuts and bolts of just dollars and cents and how they were spent and how they're going to be spent. It's looking at long-term outcomes. And we know that New Zealand has got some very shocking statistics. We know that we have terrible outcomes for child abuse, particularly for the babies who are killed in this country, the injuries sustained by them, the way they die, and then there's ongoing child abuse of children from neglect, from being hit, and from those who witness violence that takes place regularly in their homes. And so we are producing children that are growing up in these sort of circumstances, and we don't seem to be getting any further ahead with actually intervening in ways that are having lasting impacts on those statistics. We also have large numbers of adults who are very lonely, and while the general adult figure is 40%, the figure for seniors is much higher. And that's something that comes out when we do any kinds of surveys. Grey Power will find ticking away is the time bomb of loneliness, which is very destructive on people's enjoyment of life, eats away at people's capacity to give and to live a full life towards the end of their life. Sometimes that is because they are living alone and there's a lack of companionship. Sometimes it's because they have lost friends, they have and family. They're the last of the Mohicans, so to speak, and it's hard to replace those friendships. It's hard to reach out and make new friends, and they can never really share the same things because those people went around and didn't have those shared memories, those same memories. Then there can be situations where people feel disconnected and disengaged. They actually give up on reaching out and going out. And I do find this in my work, that when I'm phoning around various Grey Power members, I discovered that no, they haven't been to a meeting for years, because the last two or three years they don't want to go out. They just don't want to make the effort. And yet, if there was someone in their life that was encouraging them and was actually relating to them, it's possible that they would go. So, well-being. Well-being's the opposite of this. Well-being is knowing that you have the connection, that you are a full-rounded human being relating to other human beings, that you have someone to turn to share things with if it's a difficult time. And at the same time, you can have enjoyment. You can actually have greater pleasure, because when you go to a concert, you don't go by yourself. You can actually take somebody along with you. Or you can make a difference in someone's life by giving. Because volunteering is probably one of the strongest ways to combat loneliness, and it is one of the strongest ways to be positively healthy. It makes a difference on your heart function, your blood pressure, and your overall outlook. So it's not selfish to volunteer. It's actually a positive thing, because you're actually looking after your own well-being. And when you look after your own well-being, you're in a better place to look after other people's well-being. So it's a circular thing. On the weekend, I was at the International Cultural Festival And the Prime Minister was walking amongst people in the crowd and having conversations, and she almost literally walked into me as I was moving in a different direction, but squeezed by the crowd, it was quite difficult to make headway. And we interacted in a quite a delightful way, and I've reflected on this in the last 3 days. Because she not only inquired how was my health and how was I, but she drilled down a bit further and she said, what are you doing for your well-being? Are you looking after yourself? Are you looking after your well-being? And I thought that was a headline statement and one I'd reflect on many times over. And the depths of compassion and caring that our Prime Minister has is quite remarkable, and has been, heralded as a new way of dealing with terror attacks, to be so compassionate. And she's modelled something for the rest of the world, and, you know, we should be very proud that we have such a competent and well-rounded and emotionally secure person in that role who can actually hang in there, and who's able to be spontaneous and intuitive in how she reaches out to people. So I've been contemplating on those words, and I must admit that there are times when I'm beavering away in the middle of the night and I think this isn't good for my well-being. So I'm actually setting a plan in motion to see if I can actually reduce some of my hours and if I can actually make some changes that will benefit everyone. Of course, it will mean I'll have to be very persuasive and get other people to take on jobs that I am currently doing. I'm probably doing too many jobs. But that's one of the things that happens to senior volunteers. And if you look at the statistics, 51% of all the hours that are being done as volunteers or volunteer hours that are done in the country, everything from Meals on Wheels, from reception at the hospital, from helping out with organisations like Grey Power or Age Concern, visiting seniors in their homes. I could go on ad nauseum, but there's oodles of volunteer jobs, running sports groups, taking kids on school camps and so on. But basically 51% of all the volunteer hours done in the whole country are done by seniors. But, and here's the rub, when you look at the who's volunteering, perhaps the largest group are people in their 30s, the next largest group are people in their 20s, the next largest group are people in their teens. And only 15% are actually seniors. So what does that tell us? That tells us that our seniors are actually the glue that's holding society together, because they are the ones doing the most hours. They might only be 15% of the volunteers in total, but they're doing 51% of the work. And that's an enormous contribution. So when we celebrate Anzac Day and when we consider the role of older people in our society, that's one of the things that we really need to pay attention to, is how much voluntary work they do, how much they give, and how would we do without them? How would we manage? And right now, there is a real need for digital skills in the older community, in their particular ways they get information out to their members, the way they circulate information, transfer information and maintain databases of their membership. Everything really has to be digital to work. But where are the people with the digital skills? And have they got the time to volunteer? Because those volunteers that are really talented are working usually for more than one organisation, and they're often doing their part of that 51% story. They are actually working very long hours as volunteers, some of them working full-time as volunteers. And so consequently, that makes it very, very difficult for them to actually take on anything more. And so something crops up. And I know in the last 2 weeks we had four senior members of Grey Power who have got key roles on the committee, and all of them were affected by illness, either their own or their families. And they had, you know, there were two in hospital and so on. And this placed a real burden on the rest of us who had to step up and do their work. So we could really benefit from having younger people, whether they're people in their 40s and 50s who are between jobs, or whether they're younger people like people in their late teens and early 20s, who could come in and actually assist with some of the digital work in terms of developing databases, helping with newsletters, with graphics, with social media. I know somebody has to update the Grey Power page and keep things flowing. And all of these tasks need people with skills, and a lot of seniors don't have those skills. You know, computers weren't around when they were at school, and they weren't even around when they were in the workforce in some cases. So this is an issue that we've got to face, and we are welcoming communications from anybody who would like to volunteer. And I know that people like the just-in-time concept of come in and do your bit and go, and we're open to that. We're very open to being flexible, and we can accommodate volunteers in our office. So please do contact us, and our phone number in the office is 626-0895. Now, I think it'll be very interesting to see this budget come out, to see how the government is thinking of wellbeing and what they are investing in terms of wellbeing, and how they envisage changing the outcomes of life in New Zealand for New Zealanders who have not done well under the increasing inequalities that we have in society. So it'll be a watch this space, because the budget will be coming out in early May. We've got Easter coming up, and it'll be an opportunity for families to get together and enjoy their grandchildren with Easter eggs and hot cross buns and all those treats that people look forward to. I guess that for some of us, it'll be a time to get things ready before winter, and for others of us, it'll be time to do those jobs that perhaps we don't normally do, because there's so much to do in the week and there's so much on. But we've got a few extra days, and so some of us will be getting our stories together, the stories of how we grew up, the stories of what life was like for us in the 1950s, the things that we did for adventures that were so different from what people do now. Those stories are important, because when we go, unless we've actually recorded them and got them in some form that others can benefit from them, when we go, those stories will go. They will be lost. And it's a very important task, which some Grey Power members have recognised and have formed a group to deal with. And so this project, Senior Stories, that we've kind of been massaging in discussion, is actually off the ground, and people are working together. Some are learning computer skills so that they can actually document things digitally. Others are learning how to use their voice, how to put expression into their voice and in conveying a story. Others are learning ways to be effective as a storyteller using props, and what sort of clothing is attractive to keep children's attention. But most of all, as we sat and started to share some of the stories, lots of us had movies going on in our heads. I know I could just see objects in my family home that I grew up in objects I hadn't seen in years. I was seeing them with my mind, as clear, and I thought, what a wonderful exercise in just activating those memories. What it gave me lots of material to think about. What would I put in a story? What would I want to put in a story? What would be essential to convey the essence, the feeling, the experience, and just how we felt, how we experienced life. I think it will be very enriching, the whole project, and we don't have an end date. We don't have a very tight plan, because people are in exploring, finding what they might start out wanting to do. They're actually branching into something else. And for some, it might become a documentary, and for others it might become a written story that's published. For others it will remain at an oral level. But most of all, the aim is to share these stories with our youth. And we have our offshoot of this project, those people who were involved with the carving, and that carving is going to be displayed, I understand, at the special opening of the Underwood and Walmsley Parks, which the Prime Minister will come to, we hope, and that's where I wear my local board hat. And Taonga, the Oakley Creek, runs through the parks, and the creek has been daylighted. It's a stormwater project with lots of goodies, like a new outdoor classroom called a whare, and the hupara, the Māra hupara, the special traditional Māori playground, which is for all ages. So these things are all part of this environment, which we're going to have the most remarkable celebration of in May. The date's not yet announced, but it is coming, one Saturday in May. And I think it's good to have things to celebrate at this time. And if we can't do Anzac, we will do the opening of the parks. And so look out for that. We'll have that on our Facebook page, and we'll have that information at the office and so on. Most of all, we have our meetings on Fridays, so the 3rd of May. We've got a meeting at 1 o'clock at the Brockhurst Bay Community Centre, and also we've got our AGM on the 25th of May in the same place, also at 1 o'clock. That's a Saturday, the 25th of May. So on that note, having given you reminders, I wish you well for the coming week, and I know my passion for working for Grey Power doesn't diminish. It gets greater, and so does my well-being as I do that voluntary work. Thank you for listening. Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus. And do note, Senior Focus is one word. Connect.